Legend is sung of when England was young, and knights were brave and bold. The good king had died, and no one could decide who was rightful heir to the throne. It seemed that the land would be torn by war, or saved by a miracle alone. And that miracle appeared in London town. The sword in the stone.
And below the hilt, in letters of gold, were written these words: Whoso pulleth out this sword of this stone and anvil is rightwise king born of England. Though many tried for the sword with all their strength, none could move the sword nor stir it. So the miracle had not worked, and England was still without a king. And in time, the marvelous sword was forgotten. This was a dark age, without law and without order. Men lived in fear of one another, for the strong preyed upon the weak.
Dark age indeed. Age of inconvenience. No plumbing. No electricity. No nothing. Oh, hang it all! Hang it all! Oh, now what? Leave off! Leave off! You fiendish chain, you. Everything complicated. One big medieval mess. Now, let me see. He should be here in, I'd say half an hour.
Who? Who? I'd like to know who.
I told you, Archimedes, I am not sure. All I know is that someone will be coming. Someone very important.
Pin feathers.
Fate will direct him to me so that I, in turn, may guide him to his rightful place in the world.
And you say he will arrive in half an hour. Well, we'll just see.
And you will, Archimedes, you will. It's, oh. He'll be, a boy. Small boy. 11, 12 years old. Scrawny little fella. Oh, no, that can't be the one. Surely not. Why, that big lad must be close on to 20. Ah, there he is. The scrawny little fellow, about 12. He's a regular little grasshopper. Here, look at him go.
And where would you guess he is at this very moment?
I am not guessing, Archimedes. I know where he is. Less than a mile from here, just beyond the forest, and right on schedule. If all goes well.
Quiet, Wart.
I'm trying to be.
And nobody asked you to come along in the first place.
I'm not even moving.
Shut up. Aha. Here we go. Oh, what a setup. Right smack through the old gizzard.
Whoa, what?
Oh! Why, you clumsy little fool!
Okay, please, I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. Please.
If I ever get my hands on you, I'll wring your scrawny little neck, so help me, I will.
I'll get there, okay? I'm sure I can find it.
Oh, don't tell me you're going in there. Why, it's swarming with wolves.
I'm not afraid.
Well, go ahead. It's your skin, not mine. Go on, go on. You did drop in for tea after all. Oh, you are a bit late, you know.
Oh, I am?
Yes. Now, my name is Merlin. Come, who are you, my lad?
Oh, my name's Arthur, but everyone calls me Wart.
Oh.
Oh, what a perfect stuffed owl.
I beg your pardon?
He's alive, and he talks.
And certainly a great deal better than you do. Oh, come, Archimedes. Come now. I want you to meet the wart. Now you must forgive him. He's only a boy. Boy? I see no boy.
Oh, I'm sorry that I...
That's all right. He's much too sensitive. Sensitive? Huh? Who? What? Oh!
How did you know that I was...
Oh, that you would be dropping in? Well, I happen to be a wizard, a soothsayer, a prognosticator.
I have the power to see into the future. Centuries into the future!
I've even been there, lad. And I've seen all these things. They're only plans and small models, of course, you know. Now, this, for instance, is a steam locomotive. There she goes. Pretty good, eh? That won't be invented for hundreds of years.
Oh, you mean you can see everything before it happens?
Yes, everything.
Everything, Merlin?
No, not everything. I admit I didn't know whom to expect for tea, but as you can see, I figured the exact place.
You're very clever, sir.
Yes. Well, never mind the sir. Just plain Merlin will do. Now, would you care for sugar?
Oh, yes, I would. Please.
All right. Sugar. Sugar. No, manners. Guests first, you know that. All right. Say when, lad.
When?
Have you had any schooling?
Oh, yes. I'm trained to be a squire. I'm learning the rules of combat and swordsmanship and jousting and horsemanship.
Oh, yes, very good. No. I mean a real education. Mathematics, history, biology, natural science, English, Latin, French. No. When? Blast it all. When? Impudent piece of crockery. Boy. Now, you can't. You can't grow up without a decent education, you know.
Oh, I suppose not, Sir Merlin.
So, I am going to be your tutor.
But I've got to get back to the castle. They'll want me in the kitchen.
Oh, well then, very well. We'll pack and be on our way. You watch now. You like this. Higgitus figgitus zumba kazee. I want your attention, everything. We're packing to leave. Come on, let's go. No, not you. Books are always first, you know. Pockety, pockety, wackety, whack. Abra, 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 knack. Shrink in size, very small. We got to save enough room for all. Higgitus, figgitus, figgitus, mum. Preston and Antonio! Alaka fez, balaka zez, malaka mesmeripede. Wackety, pockety, wackety, whoa! Stop. See here, sugar boy, you're getting rough. That poor old tea set is cracked enough. Oh, all right, let's start again. Where was I, boy?
Hockety pockety?
Oh, yes, that's right. Pockety pockety, wackety whack, odds and ends and brick your brick. Be with you in just a minute, son. Packing's almost done. Easy there. No, go ahead. Dum goodly doodly doodly dum. This is the best part now. Higgitus figgitus figgitus mum. Prestidigitonium. Higgitus figgitus figgitus mum. Prestidigitoni.
Oh! What a way to pack.
Well, now just a minute, boy. How else would you get all this stuff into one suitcase, I'd like to know?
Oh, but I think it's wonderful.
Oh. Yes, it is, rather. don't you get any foolish ideas that magic will solve all your problems, because it won't.
But, sir, I don't have any problems.
Oh, Pa, everybody's got problems. The world is full of problems. Oh, blast it all. There, now you see what I mean.
that's the trouble with the world today. Everybody butting their heads against a brick wall, all muscle and no mentality. Do you want to be all muscle and no brain?
I don't have any muscle.
No, you don't? Well, how do you move about?
Oh, I suppose I do have a little.
Aha, there you see. Well, that's enough. Now develop your brain, knowledge, wisdom. There's the real power. Higher learning. That's the thing.
So, first thing tomorrow morning, we'll start a full schedule. 8 hours a day. We'll have 6 hours for schoolroom and 2 for study period.
But I... Oh,
I don't have the time. I have page duties.
Page duties? Ha! Now, we'll change all that. There's got to be a shake-up.
Well, yes, sir, I suppose so.
How do you ever expect to amount to anything without an education, I'd like to know? Even in these bungling, backward medieval times, you have got to know where you're going, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, of course. So, you must plan for the future, boy. You've got to find a direction. And Now, by the by, what direction is this castle of yours?
I think it's north, the other way.
Oh. All right, then we better get a move on. Come on, come on, lad. Pick up the pace. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
Anyone's got better sense than to go barging off in that infernal forest alone? You had no business letting him go.
Look, Dad, I'm not the wart's keeper.
Well, blast it all, I am. After all, I took him in, adopted the lad, you might say. Being his foster father, well, I'm responsible. Tiger, Talbot, off with you. Now look here, Wart. What's the big idea of gallivanting off in the woods and worrying the living daylights out of everybody?
I'm sorry, sir.
Well, sorry's not enough. That's 4 demerits, 4 hours extra kitchen duty. Hey, report to the cook.
But, sir, I'd like you to meet...
Go on, hop it, boy. Hop, hop, hop it. Yes, you've got to keep a tight schedule to run a big place like this. Need strict rules. Especially for small boys.
And I most certainly agree.
Who are you? You.
My name is Merlin. This is Archimedes, a highly educated owl.
Educated owl? Say, that's a good one. Say, I know. You've got him under a spell, Marvin. You're a magician,
The name is Merlin. And I happen to be the world's most powerful wizard.
Oh, come off it, man. Oh, gadzooks.
All right, I shall demonstrate. Higgitus, figgitus, migitus, mow. Wind and snow, swirl and blow.
What the devil are you up to?
And that is what I call a wizard blizzard.
Hey, Kay, hey, would you look at this? An indoor blizzard, and in the month of July.
So what?
All right, Marvin, turn her off. I'm convinced.
Alaka, Sam!
I hope you don't go in for any of that black magic.
Oh, no. Never touch the stuff. No. My magic is used mainly for educational purposes. In fact, that is why I am here. I have come to educate the wart.
Oh, no, you don't. I'm running this place. And if you think you're gonna fiddle with my schedule, you'd better pack up your bag of tricks and be gone. Well, by Jove.
Hey, he's gone.
Oh, good riddance.
I'm gone, but then I'm not gone. So if I do leave, you can never be sure that I am gone, can you?
Well, I must say you got me there, Marvin. Yes, where are you in? You're welcome to stay, if you like.
Thank you. You're very kind. Very generous, I must say.
Well, all we can offer is room and board. Hard times, you know, Marvin. We'll put you up in the Northwest Tower. That's the guest room. It's a bit drafty in the winter, but in this blazing hot weather, it's the best room in the house.
Oh, yes. Very lovely indeed.
So just make yourself at home, Marvin.
Marvin, 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 Marvin. Best room in the house. Guest room. Unwelcome guest room. But if he thinks that he can get rid of me, I got news for that old walrus. I am sticking it out.
And I say we go back to the woods.
No, not on your life. That boy's got to have an education. He has a future.
Well, you may be right. A skinny kid like that would make a crack in good chimney sweep.
Something tells me that you're all wet, Archimedes.
Who goes there?
Pelinor! It's Pelinor, dash it all! I've got big news from London! Big news! Come on, man! Drop the bridge! Big news, eh? I can't wait for the London Times. First edition won't be out for at least 1,200 years. Archimedes, would you mind sailing down there and...
Not interested.
Oh, come, 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 come. Now you're as wet as you can get.
No! No, no, no!
Archimedes, I'll turn you into a human.
You wouldn't dare.
I will, so help me, I will.
Well, all right, all right, all right.
All right. Works every time. Just like magic.
Greetings, old boy. And what's all the noise about London,
Big news, really big news.
Sit down, man, and let's hear all about it.
They're having a big tournament, New Year's Day.
Oh, that's not news, dash it all. They always do.
No, but Hector, here's where all the excitement comes in. To the winner of this tournament goes the crown.
You mean he'll be king of all England?
King of all England.
Hey, lad, did you hear that?
Pretty fair prize, I'd say.
Yes, and you could win it, boy, if you'd knuckle down to your training. We'll have you knighted by Christmas and off to London. What do you say?
Sure. Why not? Why not?
What, lad? How'd you like to go to London?
Oh, Sir Hector, you mean it?
If you stick to your duties, you can be K's squire.
Oh, I will, sir, I will.
I don't want the wart for my squire.
Here's to London, and here's to K, and here's to the banner of the castle of the forest swabby. Cheers!
Yes, cheers!
Cheers!
Thank you.
Charge! Wait forward! Lead him to it! Steady, boy! Steady! Steady with the lance! Grip that knife! Hit him clean! No! 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 Hands up!
Archimedes! Archimedes, where are we?
In a tumble-down old tower in the most miserable old castle in all Christendom, that's where.
Castle?
Don't you even remember the boy?
The boy?
Can't you remember one blasted thing?
Oh, now, just a moment.
Tight grip on the lance.
Oh.
Loosen the saddle. Knees in tight. Weight forward and stay on target. You keep losing your grip.
It's not a mere matter of muscle, son. Jousting is a fine skill. It's a highly developed science.
Science, indeed. One dummy trying to knock off another dummy with a bit of a stick.
And the wart's just as hot for it as the rest of them.
He certainly is. That boy's got real spark. Lots of spirit. Throws himself heart and soul in everything he does. And that's rarely worth something if it can only be turned in the right direction.
Fat chance of that.
I plan to cheat, of course. Use magic. Every last trick in the trade, if I have to.
I'd give anything to go riding about on a great white charger, slaying dragons and griffins and maddening giants.
won't you?
Oh, no. You see, I'm an orphan, and a knight must be of proper birth. I only hope I'm worthy to be Kay's squire. That's a big job, too, you know.
No, indeed, yes, yes. I would say almost impossible. Yes. Well, now, lad, when I said that I could swim like a fish, I really meant as a fish.
You mean you can turn yourself into a fish?
After all, I happen to be a wizard.
Could you turn me into a fish?
Well, do you have any imagination? Can you imagine yourself as a fish?
Oh, that's easy. I've done that lots of times.
Oh, well, good. Then I think that my magic can do the rest. Archimedes, what is that fish formula?
What?
You know, that Latin business.
Fish, Latin? Aquarius, Aquaticus, Aqualitas. And now, if you don't mind, I say good day to the both of you, if you please.
When he stays out all night, he's always grumpy the next morning.
Then he must stay out every night.
Yes, he's a... Oh. Oh, yes, yeah. Oh, I say, that's very good, boy. Very... Oh,
ho, 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 ho. Who? What?
All right, boy. All set. Here we go. Aquarius, Aquaticus, Aqualitas, Quum. Aquadigitonium!
Merlin, am I a fish? Am I a fish?
Yes, you are a fish. But if you don't stop that flippity-flopping around and get in the water, you won't last long. Now, stay right here in the tules, and I'll be with you in a minute. Oh. So, you thought you could take right off like a shot, did you?
Well, I am a fish, aren't I?
You merely look like a fish. That doesn't mean that you can swim like one. You don't have the instinct. So you'll have to use your brain for a change. You are living between two planes now, somewhere between the ceiling and the floor.
Now, lots of ups and downs, like a helicopter.
Helicopter?
Yes. Never mind. Every flick of a fin creates movement. So first we'll start with a caudal fin. No, boy, your tail. Tail. Now that gives you the forward thrust. Now, come on, let's get a rhythm. Right, left, right, left. One, two, left and right, like day and night. That's what makes the world go round. In and out, thin and stout. That's what makes the world go round. For every up, there is a down. For every square,
there is a round?
Yes. For every high,
there is a low?
Uh-huh. And for every two,
there is a...
Fro.
Fro.
Yes, fro. To and fro, stop and go. That's what makes the world go round. In and out, thin and stout.
Merlin!
Oh.
Merlin, I swallowed a bug.
Oh, what's wrong with that? After all, my boy, you are a fish. Instinct, you know.
But you said I had no instinct.
Yes. Oh, I did. Well, that's neither here nor there. The main thing is you must set your sights upon the heights. Don't be a mediocrity.
Mediocrity?
That's right. Don't just wait and trust to fate and say that's how it's meant to be. It's up to you how far you go. If you don't try, you'll never know. And so, my lad, as I've explained, nothing venture, nothing gain. Ba-do-da-dee-dum, ba-dee-dum-bum, ba-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-do-do. Let's swim through that tall grass again. It tickles. Yes. Oh, I beg your pardon.
Me too. For every do, there is a fro. For every stop, there is a go. And that's what makes the world go round. Oh, let go, let go, let go. Oh, you big bug-eyed bully, you.
Who, me? Oh, here now, boy. There's no sense in going around insulting bullfrogs. A fish has plenty of other problems without that. The water world has its forests and its jungles, too. So it has its tigers and its wolves. And that's what makes the world go round. You see, my boy, it's nature's way. Upon the weak, the strong ones prey. In human life, it's also true. The strong will try to conquer you.
Ooh.
And that is what you must expect. Unless you use your intellect, brains and
brawn,
weak and strong.
Help!
That's what
help!
Makes the
fire.
Jehoshaphat!
Quick, Merlin, the magic!
No,
you're on your own, lad. Now's your chance to prove my point.
What point?
He's the brawn and you're the brain. Oh, now don't panic. You use your head. Outsmart the big brute. Smart move, lad. That's using the old intellect.
strategy.
Is the lesson about over?
Did you get the point?
Yes, brain over brawn.
Okay, lad, I'll fix the big brute. Higgledy piggledy. Hocus pocus. Now, what the play? Hey,
Harlan!
Now what? Oh, it's that boy. What in the blazes?
Help! Help!
Thunder is a monster like that doing in the moat. By George, I'll turn him into a minnow.
Merlin!
Oh, there you are, boy. The snick, snack, snoraboo. How in the world did you ever get out of that mess?
That big fish almost swallowed me, and Archimedes, he saved me.
Well, but... Oh, I know what you know about that.
I did nothing of the sort. I intended to eat him. Young perch is my favorite dish. You know that.
Oh. You believe that, what?
Well, I...
What?
Oh, I've got to go. Thank you, Merlin. It was so much fun. And Archimedes, I...
Pin feathers, boy.
Now, Archimedes, why would you half drown yourself for a tidbit of fish? And after such a big breakfast...
Pin feathers and gully fluff.
Yeah, we were doing fine until we got in deep water. Then along comes this huge pike with big jaws and sharp, jagged teeth.
Oh, turn him off, Dad.
He was a monster, the biggest fish I ever saw.
And boy, that's the biggest fish story I ever heard.
But it's true, sir.
That's 3 demerits for being late and 3 more for the fish story. Now hop into the kitchen.
I told you the wart was loony.
Yes, well, he's either out of his head or there's something mighty fishy going on around here.
Stop and go. That's what makes the world go round.
Oh, it's you, Merlin, sir.
Yes, my lad. Now, have you ever considered being a squirrel?
Well, no, I don't suppose.
There is a tiny creature with enormous problems. How he has survived throughout the ages is one of nature's big mysteries. His life is hazardous, downright dangerous. Would you like to try it?
Oh, no, I'd better not.
Oh, it's too dangerous for you, eh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's not that. It's just that I've got 6 demerits. All this work to do.
What a mess. What a medieval muddle. We'll have to modernize it. Start an assembly line system. All right, now.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Figgetus, figgetus, migetus, mum. Skippendy, bittendy, buttendy, dum.
But I'm supposed to do it.
No one will know the difference, son. Who cares as long as the work gets done? Rubbity, scrubbity, sweepity, flow.
Come on, son. Let's go, let's go.
tell you? Always look before you leap.
Well, I made it, didn't I?
Yes, yes, you made it, you made it. But you can't always trust a luck, boy. Now, first, you start with the short jumps. Gauge the distance carefully, and... Now, there, you see? Even then, you can miss. So, don't take gravity too lightly, or it'll catch up with you.
What's gravity?
Gravity is what causes you to fall.
Oh, like a stumble or a trip?
Yes, it's like a stumble or a... No. It's the force that pulls you downward.
The phenomenon that any two material particles or bodies, if free to move, will be accelerated toward each other.
Merlin, how will we get by?
I suppose we better go back to a sidetrack.
Go on. You've got lots of room.
Well, I guess she can't be sidetracked. That's a girl squirrel, lad, and a redhead at that.
She sure acts funny.
Yeah, she likes you.
Why?
Yes, well, that's nature again. But I'm afraid there's no time to explain. Yeah, now you better leave me out of it.
Yeah, me too. Marlon!
Marlon! You're on your own, lad. I'm afraid magic can't solve this problem.
Look, I'm not a boy. I mean, I'm not a squirrel. I'm a boy. A human boy, not a real squirrel. Oh, leave me alone. Merlin, what'll I do? She won't leave me alone.
Well, I'm afraid you're stuck, lad. Well, when a girl squirrel chooses a mate, it's for life.
But I won't be a squirrel tomorrow.
She doesn't know that. She only knows one simple fact, that you're a him and she's a her. It's a natural phenomenon.
Phenomenon? No?
Well, it's it's a state of being, a frame of mind. It's a most befuddling thing. And to every being of every kind, it is discomboomerating. Oh. You're wasting time resisting. You'll find the more you do, the more she'll keep insisting. Her him has got to be you.
Now leave me alone. I mean it.
It's a rough game, anyone knows.
Go away.
There are no rules, anything goes. There's no logical explanation for this discomboomeration. It's a most befuddling, most befuddling thing.
What? Now go on, shoo, get a tree of your own, skedaddle.
You want? There's no sensible explanation for this discombobulation. It's a most hodgepodgeical, most illogical, most confusingly, most bamboozling, most bemuddling, most befuddling. thing.
Don't, really, now, Miss, Madam, you've made a mistake. Now, please, you. No, Madam! Now, look here, I am not a boy. I mean, I'm not a squirrel. I'm a boy. I'm a stupid old. I'm an old man. An old human. Understand? Don't hang it all. Now go away. Shoo. Impossible. Confound it all.
Merlin, I'm tired of being a squirrel. It's nothing but trouble.
Oh, you've got trouble. Look at my... look back there. One side, lad.
Whoa, what? Whoa! Help! Merlin! Help! Oh, no!
Ugly, horrible, grouchy old man.
Merlin!
Oh. So here we are.
Quick, Merlin, the magic.
Snick, snack, snorum.
There, now you see, I'm not a squirrel. I'm a boy. I tried to tell you. I'm a boy, a human boy. Oh, if you could only understand.
You know, lad, that love business is a powerful thing.
Greater than gravity?
Yes, boy, in its way, I'd say it's the greatest force on Earth.
All the commotion, hmm?
Oh, the kitchen! It's under an evil spell! It's bewitched!
No! I bet it's that old goat Marvin. Come on, son! I knew he'd give us trouble. Dad, suits! Black magic of the worst kind! Come on, Kay! To the attack! Hold it! What's the idea of flinging your evil spells all over the place? Hmm? Oh, lend me a hand, boy. Well, what have you got to say for yourself? Hmm?
Do you call washing dishes and sweeping floors a work of evil?
I'll decide what's right and wrong around here. Besides, that's the wart's job, one of his duties. And look here, boy. If you want to make that trip to London, you'd better toe the mark.
You old goat! If I ever catch you in my kitchen again, I'll...
Madam, you won't.
Oh, dear. He's gone.
Well, by Jove.
We ought to run the old geezer right out of the castle.
Oh, no. Okay, no. He might cast an evil spell on the lot of us. Turn us all to stone. Shh. No, there's no telling what the old devil might do.
He's not an old devil. He's good, and his magic is good, too. If you just leave it alone...
Oh, now look here, Wart. That's three more demerits.
Box his ears, Dad.
Just because you can't understand something, it doesn't mean it's wrong.
10 more demerits.
You make all the rules, and nobody else can say anything.
You've said it plenty, boy. All that popping off just cooked your goose, okay? Now on, young Hobbs is your squire. Did you hear that, Wart? Hobbs is going to be Kay's squire.
Yes, sir.
Now that'll teach you to pop off, your little pipsqueak.
I'm sorry, lad. Sorry, I spoiled everything. I know their trip to London meant a great deal to you.
Oh, it's not your fault. I shouldn't have popped off. Now I'm really done for.
No, you're in a great spot, boy. You can't go down now. It can only be up from here.
I'd like to know how.
Use your head. An education, lad.
What good will that do?
Get it first, then who knows? Are you willing to try?
Well, what have I got to lose?
That's the spirit. We'll start tomorrow. We'll show 'em, won't we, boy?
We sure will.
Now, first of all, lad, we've got to get all these medieval ideas out of your head. Clear the way for new ideas, knowledge of man's fabulous discoveries in the centuries ahead. Now, that'll be a great advantage, boy.
Advantage indeed. If the boy goes about saying the world is round, they'll take him for a lunatic.
The world is round?
Yes, that's right. And it also goes around.
You mean it'll be round someday?
No, it's round now. Man will discover this in centuries to come. And he will also find that the world is merely a tiny speck in the universe.
Universe?
You're only confusing the boy. Before you're through, he'll be so mixed up, he'll be wearing his shoes on his head. Man has always learned from the past. After all, you can't learn history in reverse. It's confusing enough, for heaven's sakes.
All right. Have it your way, Archimedes. You're in charge. You're the headmaster now. So from now on, he's your pupil.
So, from now on, boy, you do as I say.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, to start off, I want you to read these books.
All of them?
That, my boy, is a mountain of knowledge.
But I can't read.
What? And I don't suppose you know how to write?
No, sir.
Well, what do you know?
Well, I...
Well, never mind. We'll start at the bottom. The ABCs.
First the A, and now the B. Loop and around, and there's the C.
Merlin, look, I can write.
Oh, yes, yes. That's very good, boy, very good.
Hinge scratch, that's all. Hinge scratch. Now, come on. D, E, F, and now the G. You see, it's as simple as... No, 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 boy. Now, use your head, will you? How do you ever expect to learn anything?
Archimedes, have you seen that flying machine model?
I have nothing to do with your futuristic fiddle-faddle, you know that.
What's that thing up there?
Hmm? Oh, yes, of course, here we are.
You mean man will fly in one of those someday?
If man were meant to fly, he'd have been born with wings.
I am about to prove otherwise, Archimedes, if you care to watch. Here she goes!
Oh, no! Man will fly all right. Just like a rock.
It would have worked if it weren't for this infernal beard. Fly someday, I tell you. I have been there. I have seen it.
Oh, I do hope so. I've always dreamed about flying, that I was a bird and that I could go sailing all over the sky, high above everything.
Officer Vita, Savita, Vita, Prestidigitonium.
It's my favorite dream. Oh, but then I suppose everybody dreams about flying. I'm a bird.
Hold it, boy. Not so fast. First, I'd better explain the mechanics of a bird's wing. Now, these large feathers are called the primaries.
Since when do you know all about birds' wings?
I have made an extensive study of birds in flight, and I...
And if you don't mind, I happen to be a bird.
All right, Mr. Know-It-All. He's your pupil.
Ouch.
Now, boy, flying is not merely some crude mechanical process. It is a delicate art, purely aesthetic, poetry of motion. And the best way to learn it is to do it. Now, since we're pretty far up, we'll start with a glide. Spread your wings way out. That's it. Now fan your tail. Tippity-toe, and off we go. Now, tuck your feet under, like me. That's it. That's the idea. Whoa, what? Oh! And don't fight the air currents. Use them. Pretty good. Well, boy, you're a natural. Oh, are you sure this is the first time that you... What? Hawk! Look out, boy! Heads up! Forward!
Archimedes, help!
Like someone sick. How lovely. I do hope it's serious. Something dreadful. Oh, bat gizzards. It's nothing but a scrawny little sparrow with a beak full of soot.
Oh, I'm not really a sparrow. I'm a boy.
A boy?
Merlin changed me with his magic. He's the world's most powerful wizard.
Merlin? Ho-ho!
Merlin, the world's most powerful bungler. Why, boy, I've got more magic in one little finger. Now, don't tell me you've never heard of the marvelous Madame Mim.
Well, no, I don't guess so.
Madame Mim? Oh, good heavens, good heavens, good
heavens. Why, boy, I'm the greatest. I'm truly marvelous. With only a touch, I have the power. Zim, zabrim, bim, to wither a flower. I find delight in the gruesome and grim.
Oh, that's terrible.
Thank you, my boy, but that's nothing, nothing for me. No, because I'm the magnificent, marvelous Mad Madam Mim. You know what? I can even change size. I can be huge. Oh, fill the whole house. I can be teeny, small as a mouse. Black sorcery is my dish of tea. It comes easy to me, because I'm the magnificent, marvelous Mad Madam Mim. Marvelous boy! Marvelous boy! Marvelous! Say, lad, did you know that I can make myself uglier yet?
Well, that would be some trick.
Want a bet? Boo! Oh, you see? I win, I win! Aren't I hideous, boy? Perfectly revolting?
Well, yes, ma'am.
But you ain't seen nothing yet. Watch this. I can be beautiful, lovely, and fair. Silvery voice, long purple hair. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. But it's only skin deep for Zim Zabarim. Zim! I'm an ugly old creep! The magnificent, marvelous, mad, 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 Madam Mim! Now, what do you think, boy? Who's the greatest?
Well, Merlin's magic is always, useful for something good.
And he must see something good in you.
Oh, I suppose so.
Yes, and in my book, that's bad. So, my boy, I'm afraid I'll have to destroy you.
Destroy me?
Yeah, I'll give you a sporting chance. I'm mad about games, you know. Well, come on, get going, boy. You gotta keep on your toes in this game. Why, you little devil, you! I'll wring your scrawny little neck!
Mim! Mim! What are you up to?
Oh, Merlin. Well, you're just in time. We were playing a little game.
She was going to destroy me.
And just what are you going to do about it? Want to fight? Want to have a wizard's duel?
As you wish, madam.
Well, come on. Step outside.
After you, madam.
What's up, boy? What's going on?
They're having a wizard's duel. What's that mean?
Oh, it's a battle of wits. The players change themselves to different things in an attempt to destroy one another.
Destroy?
But just watch, boy. Just watch. You'll get the idea.
Now, first of all,
if you don't mind, I'll make the rules.
Rules indeed. Why, she only wants rules so she can break them.
I'll take care of you later, Featherbrain. Rule one. No mineral or vegetable, only animal. Rule two, no make-believe things like pink dragons and stuff. Now, rule three, no disappearing.
Rule four, no cheating.
All right, all right. Now, pace off 10.
One, two, three, four.
Merlin, she disappeared.
Huh? Ma'am, now you made the rules.
Ouch! Oh! Oh!
No!
Change to something else, Merlin.
But, yes. Give me time to think. No.
Quick, Merlin, hurry!
Let me hear now. Madam, just a minute. This is... No.
Come on, something bigger.
Something smaller.
Merlin? No disappearing.
What's going on here?
You big blimp! Wash me, will you? Merlin. Ouch! Oh, just you wait. You're gonna pay. So you want to play rough, do you? All right, Merlin. I'll smash you good, you old crab.
Jehoshaphat! Here I come, Mim. Ready or not?
Merlin, you weren't there!
Now, Mim, no dragons, remember?
Did I say no purple dragons? Did I? I win!
Oh, that horrible old witch, I'll pick her eyes out.
No, boy.
Disappeared.
Madam, I have not disappeared. I am very tiny. I'm a germ, a rare disease. I'm called Malagaletalopterosis.
And you caught me, Mim!
What?
First, you break out into spots. Followed by hot and cold flashes. Then violent sneezing.
What did I?
Oh! You sneaky old scoundrel!
Oh, it's not too serious, madam. You should recover in a few weeks and be as good, I mean as bad as ever. But I would suggest plenty of rest and lots of sunshine.
I hate sunshine. I hate horrible, wholesome sunshine. I hate it.
You were really great, Merlin. But you could have been killed.
It was worth it, lad, if you learned something from it.
Knowledge and wisdom is the real power.
Right you are, Wart, so stick to your schooling, boy.
Oh, don't worry, I will, sir. I will. Oh, I really will.
We will sing all night and all day. We will fight for the blue oak tree on a field of white. For the blue oak tree on a field of white.
Very good.
That's it. Here's to victory in London for my son Kay.
Sir Kay, I've been knighted, don't forget.
Oh, of course, son, of course. Here's to Sir Kay, and who knows, the future king of all England!
Watch it, will ya?
Kay the king? What a dreadful thought.
Sir Ector! Sir Ector! Hobbs has come down with the mumps! Face all puffed up like a toad!
Then Kay'll need another squire hang it all. What? You're it.
I'm what, sir?
Kay Squire. You're going to London, boy.
Oh, Sir Ector. Whoa, what? Whoa! Merlin! Archimedes! Merlin! Merlin, look! I'm a squire!
Ha! Oh, very nice, boy.
Yes, indeed. A fine monkey suit for polishing boots.
It's what all squires wear.
And I thought you were going to amount to something. I thought you had a few brains. Great future. Ha! A stooge for that big lunkey. Congratulations, boy!
What do you want me to be? I'm nobody. You don't know a thing about what's going on today. I'm lucky to be Kay Squire.
Oh, of all the idiotic guys, blow me to Bermuda!
Where did he go?
To Bermuda, I suppose.
Where's that?
Oh, an island way off somewhere that hasn't been discovered yet.
Will he ever come back?
Who knows? Who knows anything?
For the crown of all England, let the tournament begin!
Now it's up to the swords.
Swords? Swords? Oh no! Kay?
What?
I forgot your sword.
Forgot my sword?
I left it back at the inn.
Why, you bungling little fool. You better get it, or don't you dare come back!
Let me in. Somebody, please, let me in.
It's no use, boy. They've all gone to the tournament.
Oh, what'll I do? Kay's got to have a sword.
Look, boy, look. They're in the churchyard.
A sword. Oh, Archimedes, a sword.
You're going to have a time pulling it out. Watch it, boy. Better leave it alone.
But Kay's got to have a sword.
Now, come on, quick. Let's get out of here.
You're up next, son. Better get ready.
Kay, here's a sword.
This is not my sword.
Hold on, Kay. Wait a minute. Whoso pulleth out this sword... Oh, it's the sword in the stone.
The sword in the stone? It can't be.
But look, it is.
It's the marvelous sword.
Hold everything. Someone's pulled the sword from the stone.
Where did you get it, Wart?
I pulled it out of an anvil that was on a stone in a churchyard.
But the lad's a young Samson.
You're making a fool of us, boy. Now tell the truth.
But I did, sir.
Then come on, prove it. Back to the stone with you.
Yes, prove it. Come on.
All right, boy. Let's have the miracle.
Now, wait a minute. Anyone can pull it once it's been pulled.
You...
Go to it, Kay. Give it all you got. Put your...
Push him, I say!
Hold on, that's not fair.
I say we let the boy try it.
That's what I say. Give the boy a chance.
Go ahead, son.
It's a miracle ordained by heaven.
This boy is our king.
Well, by Jove.
What's the lad's name?
What? I mean Arthur.
Hail, King Arthur!
Hail, King Arthur! Long live the king!
I can't believe it.
Oh, forgive me, son. Forgive me.
Oh, please don't, sir.
Kay, bow down to your king.
So at last the miracle had come to pass in that far-off time upon New Year's Day, and the glorious reign of King Arthur was begun.
I can't be a king, Archimedes. I don't know anything about ruling a country.
I told you to leave the thing in the stone, boy.
I'll run away. That's what I'll do. They'll just have to get somebody else.
Better take the side door, Wart. Out the side door.
Hail, King Arthur! Oh, no.
There's another door. Over there. Over there. Come on. Come on.
Long live King Arthur!
Looks like we're surrounded, boy.
Oh, Archimedes, I wish Merlin was here.
Merlin! Merlin!
Oh, Merlin, you're back from
Bermuda?
Yes, back from Bermuda and the 20th century. And believe me, you can have it. One big modern mess. Alakazam!
I'm in an awful pickle. I'm king.
Ooh, he pulled a sword from the stone.
Ha ha! Of course, of course. King Arthur and his knights of the Round Table.
Round Table?
Oh, would you rather have a square one?
Oh, no. Round will be fine.
Boy, boy, boy. You'll become a great legend. They'll be writing books about you for centuries to come. Why, they might even make a motion picture about you.
Motion picture?
Oh. that's something like television. Without commercials.